Open your Bibles here this morning to Psalm 148. The title of my message here this morning is People of Praise. People of Praise. Psalm 148. Verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Let's pray here this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, you're Almighty God. You've created heaven and earth and sea, and all there is has been made by thy great power and wisdom. And Lord, each man and woman, boy and girl here today is a created being and made in the image of God. And Father, we have gathered around your word here this morning to consider Psalm 148 and the message it has for each of us as believers. Father, bless this time we gather around your word. Feed us with that heavenly manna. And God, may it be a vessel that brings glory and honor to your word and to your Son, your risen Son, the Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray that we would have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to perceive all that you have given unto us as your people. So, Lord, bless us and grant us your tender mercies here at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. some years ago, there was a farmer, and he came to know the Lord, and he was all out, sold out for God. And everything he had, he wanted to be sanctified and for God. He had a horse, and he used to have this horse, and before he was saved, he commanded this horse with curse words and all this, but after he got saved, he said, no more of that. And so, if he wanted the horse to go, he'd say, praise the Lord. If he wanted the horse to stop, he'd say, hallelujah. And that's how he did his farming with his horse, and worked for quite a long time. And the horse got used to those commands, forgot all about the curse words, how to direct him. Well, one day he had some friends over on his farm that were hunting, and they were shooting at some ducks on the pond and spooked his horse when he was out in the field. Horse took off running on him and just blindly running right toward the cliff. And the farmer was all panicky. He couldn't stop the horse, and he tried to remember what he told the horse how to stop. And he started saying, amen, amen, but that didn't work. And then he tried to say, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, and that didn't work. And all of a sudden he remembered, oh, yeah, hallelujah. So he said, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he pulled on them reins, and the horse slowed up and stopped just before the edge of the cliff. As he wiped his brow, he said, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Is it good to praise the Lord? It is. It's good to praise the Lord. We have a lot to be thankful as God's people. Have you ever looked at the Psalms? Have you ever read through the book of Psalms? And have you ever noticed as you get toward the end of the book of Psalms, you start hitting the praise Psalms. Praise. And just look in your Bible. Look at Psalm 146. What's the first word in Psalm 146? Okay. Look at Psalm 147. What's the first word? Look at Psalm 148. What's the first word? Look at Psalm 149. What's the first word? Look at Psalm 150. What's the first word? Praise. Now, is that an accident? I don't think so. You know, I kind of see the book of Psalms, because as you read these Psalms, a lot of them are written by David, and he had problems with Saul and wicked people, and they were crushing him, and he's crying out to God for deliverance. But as you get, like, if the book of Psalms is maturing, so to speak, and as God's people, as we mature in our Christian life, when we get more mature, our eyes should be praising him. Because as we look back, and we see all that God's done for us and who he is, and we mature in our understanding of the greatness and goodness of God, Praise ought to be something that just swells up out of us and just flows out of us in adoration for God. Now this morning, I'm going to use some terms kind of interchangeably. Giving glory to God, praising Him, thanking Him. You know, they're all related together. They're in a family. But it's all under this umbrella of worshiping God. All those components worship God. As we praise Him and we thank Him, we glorify Him, they're all components of worshiping God. Now, there's some people in this world that do not praise God. And you know who that is? That's unbelievers. That's people that don't know God. And you know why they don't praise God? Because it's all about them. It's everything they filter in life is about them and what they can get out of life and where they're going, what they're doing. They're not even thinking about God. I want to read about a man here, and I'm not going to give you his name. And then at the end, I'm going to give you his name. I want to see if you can figure out who I'm talking about. This person sought fulfillment and purpose in his life by first serving his country as a corporal in World War I. After the war, a strong sense of patriotism led him in the direction of politics, and he penned the book Mein Kampf, which means my struggle. It's a two-volume set dictating his thoughts and his ideology. Surrounding himself with a handful of like-minded men, he became the leader of the Nationalist Socialist German Workers' Party. He was named Chancellor of Germany in 1933, Führer in 1934. Emerging as a dominant political force, his influence became global, garnishing the title Man of the Year in 1938 by Time Magazine. Time Magazine named him Man of the Year. His greatest source of significance did not come from titles or top billing on the world stage. His sense of self-worth was rooted in what he believed was a divine mandate. He believed his mission was from God Himself. This man considered himself summoned. He wrote these words here. The meaning in life tied to and wrapped up in one person is himself. And he said these words. I shall become the greatest man in history, said this Führer. I have to gain immortality, even if the whole German nation perishes in the process. Who am I talking about? Hitler. That was his words. You know, he was saying, even my whole nation perishes, I got to have this importance, this self-significance. Do you think he ever went around praising God and giving God honor? Why? He's so wrapped up in himself. It's all about him. It's all about him. If you were to name all the sins that Hitler did, I bet you 1 out of 1,000 would never say he never gave glory to God. You wouldn't think that way. But is that important to God that we give glory to him? Is that important to God that we acknowledge what he's done and who he is? Let's just put this on an earthly level. Parents, you do your children good. But what if they never came back to say thank you or I appreciate mom the meals you make for me? There's no acknowledgement, like you are a non-person in that home. And yet you paid the bills that paid the roof over their head and the water they used and the electricity they used and the air conditioning and everything, the car you paid. And they never once said, thank you, you've been good to me. How would you feel? Would you feel loved and thought about? I don't think so. Do we have that need in our own self for recognition? What does praise do to God when we give that to Him? It's just recognizing who He is and what He's done for us. Well, let's look at Psalm 148 here. Oh, by the way, before we look at that, I mean, how seriously does God take giving glory and honor, respect, praise to Him? Turn to Acts 12 here just for a moment. And we're going to look at a guy who thought he was all that and so much more. Acts chapter 12 and verse 20. Acts 12, 20. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him, having made Bastius the king's chamberlain their friend, and desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. Well, Herod was going to address those of Tyre and Sidon in verse 21. So on a set day, Herod arrayed in royal apparel. He got dressed up for this occasion, put on his best clothes, sat upon a throne and made an oration unto them. He just spoke to them. And they were wanting to win his favor. And the people gave a shout. And you know what they said? That's a voice of a God and not of a man. And Herod thought to himself, whoa, I like that. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. And God looked down from heaven on Herod and said, Herod, you're no God. There's only one God, and that's me. And God looked down in this situation. And look at verse 23. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. And he gave not God what? The glory. Does God take that seriously? If you think it's all about you in this world and you're it and everything's got to come your way, you manipulate everything so all the honor and the praise, recognition, if you can get a little bit more coming your way, it's all about you. You don't think God sees that attitude in your heart? You don't think God doesn't recognize that? He gave God not the glory. That's a serious thing. Well, let's look at Psalm 148 here. Psalm 148 and see what the psalmist has to say for us. Because as we get older in the Lord and more mature, we should be praising God for what He's done for us, and praising Him continually. Psalm 148, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Now, if you look at this psalm, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, the heavens are called to praise. And I'm just going to read these four verses, and you think about heavenly beings. Now, an angel. When people saw angels in the Bible, what was their reaction? They were what? Terrified. How many times did an angel come to somebody and the angel would say to them, fear not, okay? Because these heavenly beings, when that presence come to them, people just shrank in terror. They're from the presence of Almighty God. Angels stand in the presence of God. Gabriel, when John, Zacharias said, well, how should I know this? And Gabriel said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. That's all. That's power. Okay. And you know what the Bible is saying here in verses 1, 2, 3, and 4? That all these heavenly beings are called to praise God. Look at these verses. Verse 2, praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all ye hosts. What's the word host mean? What's the word host mean? That's the armies of God. Does God have an army? You better believe He does. When Elijah was in the city around about the Syrians, and his servant was so afraid, and Elijah said, Lord, open my servant's eyes. And all of a sudden, around them, he saw the chariots of fire and the angels of God surrounding and protecting them. Angels are powerful beings. All these angels, praise Him, all ye angels. Praise Him, all ye hosts, the armies of God. Praise Him. Now, this is His inanimate, created objects. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all the stars of light. In the Psalms it says, the heavens declare what? The glory of God. You know, man thinks they're pretty good. They can make an LED flashlight. You know, they think they're pretty good with making LED flashlights. God made the stars in the sky. And He calls them all by name. The wonders of that. Have you ever contemplated the wonders? How many light years these are between each other, and how God created the light between these light years so that it hit the earth? It's just amazing when you think about creation and just how God has made the heavenly bodies. And you know what they're doing? They're not saying a word, but they're praising God in the sense that, look at the wonder how God made everything. And you look at the heavens and you see the created beings of God. But then you look inward in your own body, DNA. Everything you are is in that DNA that's so microscopic. You know, under a microscope, powerful microscope, they can see the DNA chain. And everything that you are is in that computer, so to speak, code. God made that. God made that. The color of your eyes, the color of your hair is all in your DNA. The sun and the moon, praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heaven. You know, God's created. The heavens are to declare the glory of God, to praise Him. Look at verse 5 and 6. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created, the created things. He has also established them forever, which has made a decree which shall not pass. Do you ever think about the law and order of everything? You ever thought about when you put your coffee in a cup and you put hot water that you get that brown substance called coffee? You ever thought, why don't you get something else sometimes? Why is it every time you do this you get the same thing? I mean, maybe I'm stretching you here a little bit, but do you see the law and order in His creation? When God's ordained this, it's always this. Have you ever had gravity to fail? Now, you can overcome gravity by plane and aviation and all those things, but gravity's still there. You're just overcoming it. Gravity always functions. If you were to drop an object 100 times, how many times would it hit the floor? 100 times. And some of us, when we fall off ladders, we know how much it hurts when we hit the floor. And it does happen. The law of gravity never fails. But you know, God did that. The order in His creation, the power and the magnificence of the things He ordained, which shall not fail. That's heavenly things that are supposed to praise God. But look at verse 7. Praise the Lord from where? In verse 7. Praise the Lord where? From the earth. Now, last time I checked, all of us are earthly beings here. Okay? And we're in the earth. And verse 7 says here, praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons or sea creatures, all the deeps, fire, hail, snow, vapors, stormy winds, fulfilling His word, mountains and all the hills, fruitful trees and all the cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things, flying fowl. You ever thought about, you ever looked around? Have you ever wondered, you ever held a flower in your hand and just thought about, could you have gotten by in your life without the beauty of a flower? Could you have survived without that? Sure you could. But God made that beautiful flower for enjoyment. You ever thought about that? Just the things that are just there for beauty. No purpose, but for beauty. His created being. That God's made all these things that we enjoy on this earth. He's a great God and a great King. I remember hearing the testimony of a scientist that was an evolutionist, an atheist. And after he got saved, he said this. He said, before I got saved, I didn't see God anywhere. But he said, after I got saved, I see Him everywhere. Everything I look at, I see The beauty, the creation, the design, the handiwork, God's power and majesty. I see it everywhere now. Verse 11, and kings of the earth and all people, princes and judges of the earth. Now look at verse 12. Both young men, maidens, old men, and children. And what's the exhortation in verse 13? Let them what? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, are there benefits for us to be praising the name of the Lord? There sure is. You know what that does? Now, this is reality for some people. They've got a tough life. They got relationship issues. They got financial issues. They got health issues. Whatever the issues are, it's there. It's on you. You can't get away from it. It's gotcha. What has God given you as a son and daughter of Almighty God to strengthen you through those hard times? You know what you can do? You can praise Him. Now, you might say, Pastor, you don't understand. My health is so poor. I take this medication. I can't hardly get out of bed. I am just like, I'm struggling with my health. I got it. I understand that. But I will tell you this. You can praise God for His attributes. What's an attribute of God? Give me an attribute of God. He's loving. What's another attribute? I couldn't hear you. His blessings, His holiness, all these things that make God, God. You can always thank God for who He is. You can praise God for His promises. God says, I promise you I'll never leave you nor what? Forsake you. You know, God gives all these promises to us. And if we would start praising God, there's some real benefits to that. God inhabits the praises of His people. When God's people start praising Him, things change. And sometimes your situation doesn't change, but you know what your praise changes? It changes you on the inside because it takes your eyes off of your problems and your struggles and your situation and puts them on God. And that can give you hope and help through the night. That's what praise will do for you. Praise is a wonderful thing. Let them that name the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. May we as God's people praise Him. In verse 14, He also exalted the horn of the power of His people, the praise of all of His saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. This week, you've got your life ahead of you. Can you praise God more this coming week than you did last week? Can you take in situations, you're by yourself, God blesses you. Thank you, Lord, you're good to me. You have a struggle and you don't know what to do about it. Thank you, Lord, that you can give me wisdom and help. I really need you. Thank you for your presence. Can you praise Him? Absolutely, you can praise Him. This coming week, may we be men and women of praise and give God the glory and God the thanks. Well, let us pray here. Dear Heavenly Father, in this quiet moment, as men and women gather here, Lord, You're worthy of all glory and honor and dominion and power belongeth unto You, O Lord. For You've created all things and we're created for Thy glory and Thy honor. Father, thank You for being a good God. God, may we praise You and honor You and recognize You and have a God-centered spirit about us that puts You first in everything and sees You in everything. Lord, You've created all things, God. And You know all things, and You're worthy of our praise and our adoration. Lord, let us be like the unbelievers, God, that are so self-centered. It's all about them. Lord, they have no time to praise the true and living God who gives life and breath to all. Father, in this quiet moment of inward reflection and prayer, God, may we be men and women of prayer to glorify You, and that we might know the presence of God going with us through the praises of our people, of our praises to You as Your people. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.